The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Bananagrams is a game you play with lettered tiles. Each player works to assemble a pile of letters into a crossword on the table in front of them, and the one who finishes first says, "Bananagrams." Then everybody admires everybody else's words and helps them use up the rest of their letters. If you like puzzles and you know how to spell, the game is fun and speedy and can make you feel quite clever. I went to the northwest of Ghana to visit friends, and shortly after I arrived, one of them drew out the yellow banana-shaped pouch with the glittery tiles inside and said, "There's this game we've been playing." And so we spilled the letters and raced to arrange our words beneath the fan in their sweltering cement house in the city of Wa. And then again, days later, sitting on the hard wooden chairs at the Catholic guest house in Gorum Gorum, the town where we ate that exquisite yogurt and rode camels. Bananagrams. We built rows and columns of words on a balcony in Ouagadougou, overlooking a string of motorcycle dealerships and a total station. Bananagrams again, in a rooftop restaurant in Cape Coast, where across the city you could see a wall of the fortified castle from which captured humans were sold and shipped as cargo across the Atlantic. Bananagram letters clicking into place under palms on a beach over whose south-facing ocean the sun neither rises nor sets. Bananagrams, next to tall bottles of Brachina beer, on an isolated plastic table in the vast sand courtyard of a bar in Dori. Bananagrams, by candlelight and kerosene lamp, by bare bulb, by headlamp. Out beyond the table where you're aligning letters into words, light and shadow are full of tricks. The wash of incomprehensible language is just another music, and it's good you're playing bananagrams, because if you weren't, you'd probably be talking about your day or your week, which is pretty much the same day and the same week the others have had, but there were certain things in its unfolding. The interaction with the woman selling the soup, perhaps, or what that driver did, and it's bollocksed up your theory of planetary economics or the purpose of the universe, and now you must trawl a lifetime of detail in order to re-theorize your place in the society of humans. But all that minutiae needn't spill as conversation if you have bananagrams on the table in front of you. Between games, you arch your shoulders, notice the open sky, and say, "Look where I am now." Which always got me to imagining a bananagram connection across time and space that linked us with all the other pools of yellow light, where circles of clever travelers switch and click their tiles to spell the words that will connect to the words they already have. "Bananagrams around the world," I would say to myself. And if I said it out loud, one of my companions would look up from across the table and say, "Huh?" That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.